وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We were speaking about greed, hirs, and we said it's one of the causes that destroys humanity, that breaks down society, that destroys relationships, that destroys every basic value that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants human beings to have. Greed is a moral sin, a vice. And we spoke about that in a number of episodes. So, as an individual, as a person, how do I ensure myself that I don't fall into greed and I do not corrupt society and I don't take the rights of other people, be it close, near to me, or far away from me? How do I ensure that? Now, Islamically speaking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Quran and through the words of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they gave us a number of things that we need to keep in mind in terms of greed that we need to adhere to and think of constantly to keep ourselves safe from this action, this act, which is greed. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me and you is to think, to contemplate, to think of this dunya correctly, to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly, and to think of the afterlife correctly. Now, people, those who are greedy, those who take the rights of other people, obviously, akhirah, their afterlife, or, you know, thinking of dying and facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a concept that is never present in their minds. Because me and you, if I want to take something from you, if I want to harm you in a way or another through greed, if I had the slightest belief that I will stand in the face of Allah and face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the court of the Day of Judgment and be questioned for my actions, then I would not dare to come anywhere near you or your rights. Because this is just logical. Because if you know you're going to get, you know, if you're going to get caught and taken to the police and going to court and being punished, if you have certainty in that, then you wouldn't do it. So those who do indulge themselves in this, they get stuck. They forget about Allah. They forget about the day of Akhirah, the hereafter. So the first thing we need to do is to contemplate and see things for what they are. See the reality of things. See the reality of this world. It's a world where it is never lasting. It ends. No matter how long I and you want to live, we won't be able to live more than, you know, 100, 150 maximum. If you're an exception like the Prophet Nuh, you might live 1,000 plus. But then even though, you will still die. Nuh lived 1,000 plus, he still died. And then what? Then comes the trouble. Then comes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first and foremost, we have to correct the way we think. Allah says in the Quran, اعلموا, be aware, know for a fact, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعَبٌ وَلَهُ وَزِينَ, that this world that you have is just a world of vain play, entertainment. وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, and, you know, trying to boast between yourselves. And then Allah says, he continues and he says, He gives example of a garden that is flourishes and people, oh, mashallah, it's a beautiful garden, and then becomes yellow and then dies out. This is the world that we live in. It will finish us. So what do I and you have to do in this regard? Think it clearly. Use our logic. Use our intellect and not to fall in the trap of greed. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we said in order for us to make sure that we don't fall in the trap of greed and oppress others and take the rights of others, first, we have to begin with our thoughts and our minds and the way we think and the way we see things. That this world is short-lived and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question me. Look at the kings before. Look at the Fir'aun, look at Qarun, look at all those people who were powerful, who had wealth, who had everything. But then, now where are they? They're being punished, chastisement. So we don't want to do that. The second thing that the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim wassalam, they tell us in order for us to treat this disease of greed and hirs is in fact to remember death. To remember death. And death also is one of these concepts that we can't, you know, seem to remember. We keep forgetting that we will die. We think that we will live forever. Even now in this modern world and because of the media, that death, it became just a normal thing now. People used to be very scared of death. They used to constantly contemplate about death. Now no one cares because we see death on a daily basis on the news as if something normal. So we don't really care. But the reality is, death is something that if we think of correctly, then we should be able to hit the brakes and think twice. For example, in the wasiyya, the trust or the promise or the whatever you want to call it, that the imam gave to his sons before he died, he says, you have to remember death. فَذْكُرْ الْمَوْتِ وَوَحْدَتَكَ فِي الْقَبْرِ. Remember death and your loneliness in the grave. No one's going to come with you. You will go alone. وَيْسِيلَانَ عَيْنَيْكَ عَلَىٰ خَدِّكَ. And your eyes will melt on your cheeks. وَتَقَطَّعُ أَوْصَالُكَ. And your body limbs will slowly fall apart. They will get decomposed. وَأَكْلُ الدُّودِ مِنْ لَحْمِكَ. And how the worms and this, you know, insects will start to eat your flesh. And then وَإِنْقَطَعَكَ عَنَ الدُّنْيَا. And then you will be suffered and cut the relationship and the connection that you have with this dunya. فَإِنَّ ذَلَكَ يَحَثُّكَ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ. If you really think of it in this way, then that should make you work and do good deeds, not the opposite, not greed. وَيَرْدَعَكَ عَنْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْحِرْصِ. And it will prevent you from many of greeds. And this is what matters to us here. The more you remember death and remember what will happen during the process of death and the grave, it shall prevent a person from indulging in these things, and especially in greed. Those people who are indulging themselves in greed and taking the rights of other people is because they never gave death a second thought. They constantly thought they will live forever, and death applies to people but does not apply to them. And that is really bad. If we think it like this, then surely we will lose. We will lose in this world and we will lose in the hereafter. So correcting our thinking is the first process. And the second process that we have to keep in mind as well is death and more death and more death. Because that, with that kind of thinking, then I and you should walk straight. Because if we remember that we will die and face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be questioned for our actions, then that should definitely prevent me and you from indulging in the vice of greed and hirs. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.